With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A passenger jet has crash-landed in South Korea after its front landing gear apparently failed to deploy. BBC correspondent Hoon Jong Kim reports from Seoul.
Around 9:05 a.m. on Sunday, a passenger plane carrying 181 people, including 173 South Korean passengers and two Thai passengers and six crew members, veered off the runway and crashed into fence and caught fire while attempting to land at Mulan International Airport in South Jeolla Province. And emergency services were attempting to rescue people first in the tail section of the aircraft, but the number of casualties is expected to rise as rescue efforts progress to the front and middle sections of the aircraft.
The crash has killed at least 124 people. The transport ministry said the plane was a 15-year-old Boeing 737-800 jet that was returning from Bangkok. The death toll is expected to rise further. Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to his Azerbaijani counterpart for what he called a tragic incident following the crash of an Azerbaijani airliner in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. He stopped short of acknowledging that Moscow was responsible. Also at SRNnews.com, a chemical company official has been charged in connection with the unauthorized discharge of oil that left a miles-long, dark, oily sheen on the Flint River in Michigan.
Rajinder Singh Minhas was recently arrested and arraigned. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says Minhas faces charges of falsely altering a public record, substantial endangerment to the public, discharge of injurious substance to waters of the state, and other charges. About 15,000 gallons of an oil chemical mixture was released on June 15, 2022. The spill came from a storm sewer that discharges into the river.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Minhas served as president of Flint-based Lockhart Chemical, which manufactures coatings and other lubricants. This is SRN News. Canada targets ministries and pro-lifers. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Lawmakers in Ottawa are considering a new budget for the country, and amongst its numerous proposals is one to remove the tax-exempt status of thousands of parachurch Christian organizations that do everything from shelter the homeless to provide mental health counseling. Another budget recommendation would remove the tax-exempt status of any group that campaigns against abortion. Church leaders are urging Canadian lawmakers to reject the proposals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israelis are increasingly moving out of the country since the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack. The government estimates 40,000 people departed long-term during the first 7 months of this year, a 59% increase over the same period 2 years ago. Meanwhile, some 33,000 have moved into the country since the attack, about on par with other years. On October 7, thousands breached the country's border defenses. This is SRN News. Dozens of massive data centers are consuming more electricity than all the urban homes in Ireland, and that's causing problems. Correspondent Jason Walker has a bit more on the story.
A country that made itself a computing factory for Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and TikTok is wondering whether it was all worth it as the tech giants look around the world to build even more data centers, that to fuel the next wave of artificial intelligence. Now, fears of rolling blackouts leading Ireland's grid operator to halt the new data centers near Dublin until at least 2028. The huge buildings and their powerful computers last year consumed 21% of the nation's electricity. Jason Walker reporting.
Three firefighters, a dozen passengers injured in Florida after a fire truck drove into the path of a high-speed train. More news at SRNnews.com.